A 2008 Guttmacher Institute study shows 1 in 3 women in the U.S. will have an abortion in her lifetime. And national polling consistently shows the majority of Americans support a woman's right to choose. Yet it seems reality and public opinion are falling on deaf ears, with the recent legislative tide turning against legal abortion. Currently, half of the states across the U.S. are now enforcing parental consent or notification laws. Mandatory 24-hour waiting periods are now in effect in some states. And biased counseling laws force clinic staffers to promote childbearing to their patients. Each is designed to limit a woman's constitutionally protected right to have an abortion. We now hear from a young woman who shares her story about the decision she made to have an abortion and the impact it's had on her life.
My name is Jenny. I'm 25 years old. When I was 21, I had an abortion. I was a senior at the time. It was May, so it was towards the end of the semester. It was right before finals when I realized that I was pregnant. I knew pretty much right away that I wanted to have an abortion. I had talked about it before with my boyfriend. Neither of us were ready, and we both knew that. So I was lucky enough to have the support of my parents. I was able to call and talk about it with them. Neither of them were comfortable with it. Exactly. It wasn't, you know, a call that I really looked forward to making or that I ever thought I would have to make, to call my parents and tell them that I was pregnant and having an abortion. It wasn't something either of them wanted for me, but it wasn't something that either of them thought should be their decision. They knew that it was my decision to make and they were going to support whatever decision felt right for me. So I had the abortion covered by my insurance. I had insurance through my mom. And in Ohio, there's a 24-hour wait period. So in order to have an abortion, you need to first talk about abortion with the counselor, see if it's the right option for you, even though you've already decided it is. And then 24 hours later, return to actually have the abortion. For the abortion itself, I had two of my best friends come with me, and they were there in the waiting room the whole time, and they were able to drive me home and be there for me. About a year and a half later, I got a letter from the insurance company telling me that they were denying the claim, that they had decided that it wasn't an urgent procedure, and therefore I should have had it in California, which was where my insurance was based, that the insurance that I had in Ohio only counted for emergency or urgent care, and they didn't deem the abortion to be urgent. You know, there's multiple bits of research and studies that show that the longer that a woman waits, the more medical complications there are in having an abortion, besides which, after I made the decision to have the abortion, having to carry it much longer than that just kind of feels like torture. It's urgent when you make the decision. It becomes an urgent one, medically, emotionally. So the idea that I should have gotten on a plane and gone home to have the procedure was just obscene to me. And I was able to write a letter back to my insurance company, several letters, and eventually they deemed that the procedure was, in fact, considered urgent. That actually just happened a couple months ago in 2009, 3 years after the abortion itself. I was still fighting with the insurance company to have them pay for it. But they did pay for it. And, you know, I'm grateful for that. I'm still with my boyfriend. We've been together now almost 6 years. And we will have children together someday, I imagine. I plan on it. I want to have kids with him. But I'm still not ready. Like, is it three years later? I'm still not there. And I'm really grateful that I have that time to keep working on our relationship and to keep doing things that I want to do for myself before I take on the role of being a mother. I'm getting a great education, and I'm going to end up being a nurse in a couple years. And I feel really lucky that I was able to make that decision. It doesn't define who I am. Like, I don't define myself by someone who had an abortion, 1 in 3 women in America has an abortion, and I'm just one of many.